Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday, May 22nd, and this is The Astrologer and the Alchemist, and I'm Gemma Jacques-Delos, and I'm the Alchemist. I'm joined by my co-host, Master Predictive Astrologer, Ann Ortley. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Hi, I'm down Ann Ortley down here at the Bright Red Desk, squeaking a little because I haven't talked yet this morning. And it is a beautiful morning here in Manhattan. It's gorgeous out. Love it.
Sure
love
is.
It. One of the we're gonna be 80 today, Jay.
80? I think it's gonna be 90.
90? Oh wow, okay. But
yeah,
all right. I'm good. It's gonna be warm. Gonna turn on the air conditioner for the first time. Yeah.
They said we have a couple of hot days. I mean literally it's supposed to be really hot today and tomorrow. I mean, really hot, 91. So that's quite warm for May, you know?
Yes.
But I think it's matching the, you know, I remember that song, Fire, boom, boom, boom. And I think we have, you know, with Saturn station in retrograde and all this stuff going on, we got some hot times, you know? So
Yes.
Got the eclipse season. That's hot.
Yeah, the eclipses are coming, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely get you moving on these eclipses. They're big this year. We've got a Mercury retrograde in the middle of them, and it's right on Donald Trump's sun. There should be some news with him. It's squaring the country's Neptune, so there's news there. You know, like religious,
but
spiritual.
What's squaring our Neptune? The country's Neptune.
The eclipse.
The retrograde. The eclipse.
Yeah. The eclipse is squaring our Neptune. So it'll be waking us up. It'll be saying, okay, learn about this, learn about that, bringing things to light. I've had people going, oh, my God, I'm finding out all this stuff.
Yes.
I had one person find out yesterday that her boyfriend's been able to read her texts, you know, because he's got the password and on her iPad, you know, it's like, I didn't realize when you have a phone message in Apple, it also goes to the iPad.
Yes,
so
it does.
He's been able to read her stuff, and she is not happy about that. Yeah.
Trust issues, come on. Some trust issues.
Yeah,
there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I got a question. So this lunar, something fell down. This lunar eclipse, this is a lunar eclipse, right?
The first one's a full moon, a lunar eclipse.
Lunar eclipse.
And that's at 5.
Hold on a minute. We got a street sweeper coming by. Okay. So that lunar eclipse is in
Gemini Sag.
The New York Sound. It's in Gemini Sag. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, and it's
so
at
that's
5.
At 5 degrees. Okay.
Right. And then the next one, the new moon eclipse on June 10th is at 19.
The 10th is at 19. Okay, the solar's at 19 Gemini. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Saturn's gone retrograde, stations retrograde on the 23rd. In what sign, though?
He's stationing retrograde in Aquarius.
In Aquarius. Okay, right. Okay.
And then he's gonna go back to where he was on February 14th. And February 14th was the Donald's impeachment. They didn't vote to convict. So it's going to go backwards till the beginning of like October 10th, and then come forward again. So all of us were disappointed about the second impeachment. So now, as we're facing the Saturn station, we have the January 6th commission being voted on. Right.
So are we looking forward to?
Yeah.
May we be disappointed about that?
Possible. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't go away. It just shifts it,
right.
And then the next would be, you know, they just announced as we're coming into this that it's the New York State's probe is terming criminal instead of just civil.
Yes, indeed.
Which is, you know, instead of stealing money, there's an element of fraud or some sort of thing involved. We don't really know what it is other than it's turning criminal. And that Letitia, our attorney general, and Cy Vance, our guy down in the New York's attorney general, they're cooperating together.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe even they're in with the Southern District, you know, because there's three
right.
New York's got three different things going on. The Fed, the state.
Yeah. I think it's a time for, you know, I think people are talking to someone, talking to one of my neighbors yesterday, and I was saying, we got the eclipses coming on, and I said, this is, you know, we get it not only typically, of course, the full moon shows things, but man, a full moon, lunar eclipse, wow,
mm-hmm.
you know, something's going to show
mm-hmm.
up, you know,
mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah.
And then, if I were Donald, I'd be hiding out right now because if that's on his son.
Yeah, not a good plan for the old boy. Yeah, well, but it's also, you know, this one is dead fast on his, the one on June 10th is dead fast on his son. It's the eclipse he was born under, right? So whenever you have them at everybody has them at 19, at 36, whatever the next 19 is, which is.
Yeah,
55, and then 74.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
every 19
mm-hmm.
years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what they do is, you know, they're designed to kind of correct your course if you're off course, and they're also designed to bring things to light. So we have an energy of things wanting to come to light for us to see them. All of
excellent.
Them.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, and then, you know, with the Mercury retrograde, because Mercury's in Gemini, and that's also impacting him, you know, it'd be and me too, but mm-hmm. I'm saying that also may foul up the communications and miscommunications and contracts drawn and stuff will be,
everything.
You know, suspect or, oh, it's just going to be, this is a convergence of epic proportions.
This is
going to
be
a
real doozy.
You know.
And
Ann, let me tell you. I've said this before. You were right. This was a cray cray week. It was a cray cray week.
Yeah.
I told a few people. I said, "Yeah, answers cray cray." And I said, "Yeah, I watched your astrology hub thing." And I said, "Man, she was spot on." And I was okay. I said, "Oh no, man, you know, it's not that bad." Come Wednesday, I was like, "Woo, okay." Station cray cray.
Suddenly it's cray cray, and you're like, holy cow, it got like a little wild.
We had a station. That's another asteroid cray cray station direct.
The asteroid cray cray. Yeah, you know, when you have, you know, it's also Mercury is just, his favorite thing is to trick you, right? So he loves being the trickster. So he's got all this.
Right.
You know, trickster energy in him where he's really just, oh, yeah, let's just play with you, man. I think this sounds like fun. So it's got an energy of, Don Lemon said, you know, it's the end of the show, whatever. And he got back to his office and Twitter went wild. He goes, no, it doesn't mean I'm leaving. It's just the end of this show. We're renaming it.
Yes.
It's gonna be, you know, but it was like people are hearing things and kind of running off, or people are finding out, especially about Mercury. You know, they're finding, they're hearing things and they're running off, or they're being insulted, or they're having a reaction. And we have to honor that's what's going on. You know, I had somebody write to me, you know, that about my vaccination policies that, it's like Michael Jordan, you know, said to people, when he was picked on, why didn't he pick on the Republicans? And he goes, Republicans buy sneakers too. And I'm like, you know, this is a deadly virus. It's not friggin' sneakers, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and, of course,
mm-hmm.
Mercury retrograde, I'm suspicious of, okay, we've been told take your masks off. But there's this variant coming from India, right, that's not particularly responsive to these vaccinations. So I'm like, oh, yeah, take your masks off and then catch it, you know. So.
Yes, exactly. And even though you may catch, it may not be as harsh in your system based on your antibodies and the, you know, whatever else, but still, why get it at all? You know what I mean? Because we don't know what this variant brings. It may bring different symptoms and medicines. No, I'm with you.
Yep.
You know, I said mm-hmm. people say, oh, the policy is confusing. I said, no, not confusing to me. I'm still having my same policy going. You know what I mean? Very clear.
I heard what I heard.
Here,
right.
Yes. And I'm doing, you know what I mean? Because something you mentioned also about all the, you know, we still have these planets out of bounds. Also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the outer boundaries of stuff we have, what, Mars is still out of bounds, Mercury is out of bounds, Is Venus still out of bounds?
Mars and Mercury, Moon goes in and out, and Venus is going to go out of bounds pretty quick. She's about to go out of bounds.
Yeah, see, so...
The personal planet. I mean...
Personal planet,
we had
yeah.
it, like, the other day, Jay, where the guy got hit in the nose with a baseball. You know, the analogy
yeah.
I always use for out of bounds, it's
you
a home runner, you,
well,
you know, the ball
yeah.
in the stands. The guy
yes.
got hit in the face.
Yes. yes.
Broke his
yes.
nose in, like, four places. I'm like,
yeah.
oh, that's
no,
an out of bounds ball, you know? Yeah.
Yes. So Venus goes out of bounds pretty soon. I got to put that down. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pull up Mercury and Mars. Mercury
yeah.
and Mars. Out of
yeah, Mars
now.
Is
going to
come in the next few in the next week. He's in by May 27th, so
okay.
I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
I'm
Venus
okay.
and Mercury will be out for the eclipse, the new moon eclipse, the one in 2 weeks. So.
Venus and Mercury. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's
out
a wild time.
yeah.
We're all going,
yeah.
it is really a little wild here. All right, so let me.
Well, while you're looking at it, I'm going to say about what you reminded us early on. I was telling my neighbor, because she follows us and follows, you know, she's into stuff that we're into, things that we're fond of interest. And I said, remember, Anne said, and other astrologers, that even though 2021 will not have bring with it the same things, the ills that 2020 has, it's by no means a cakewalk. So, you know,
right.
it's going to have its
yep.
own trick bag, its own trick bag, you know, so,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of things. And of course, we're closer to the Pluto, our first Pluto return. So, you know, we're a year closer to that. So it's a different flavor, a different, you know, a
different
spice blend, let's put it that way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say.
So Venus goes
then,
out
know,
of bounds on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. On the 23rd.
And Mercury comes back, Mars comes back in bounds on the 25th.
On the 25th.
And Mercury
okay.
is out of bounds until the 30th.
Now until the 30th, until, say, 5:30. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then I believe on June 10th, on the eclipse, Venus is out of bounds, and then the moon must be out of bounds, because I know there's two out of bounds
wow.
planets on the eclipse. Yeah.
yeah.
And Mercury's retrograde, trapped between the sun and the moon. So.
Okay. All right. That must be retrograde.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah
the moon's out of bounds on the eclipse. So it's moon
yeah.
and Venus out of bounds on the eclipse, yeah.
Moon and Venus,
which
okay.
is the personal planets, you know what you know. So when we think of, you know, the outer planets, you know, they're doing their dance, and the personal planets, you know, we just kind of ignore. You know, we get up and have a coffee, we feed our cat, all that kind of stuff. That's the personal
yeah.
planets' job. But when they're out
right.
of bounds, they're bigger, they're more dramatic.
Okay.
They have more oomph to them. The stories that they tell have more drama, right?
Mm.
So there's more. More oomph when you have it, you know. So, you know, the Mars, of course, is more violence, more action around violence. And then Mercury is communication.
Yes.
And then
yes.
we have the Venus is love, money, value, right? And
mm-hmm,
the Moon
mm-hmm.
is just all emotional stuff, right?
All emotion, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And because it's an eclipse, it's emotional. So in this eclipse pattern, you know, we look at them to see which order they happen in. So the full moon one is the 26th, and then the new moon one is the 10th. So there's
right.
like we get really emotional, and then we figure out a plan, right? So it's kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
those,
yeah.
That
and
double
see clearly now, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Years
yeah.
old.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Emotion. It's interesting that you mentioned that. You know, I have to often help people see and people say, well, someone's emotional. They get so emotional. Well, no, everyone is emotional. Okay, that's not someone
yes.
that can get emotional. You express
mm-hmm.
emotion, but we all should have
yes.
access to emotion. And because
mm-hmm.
it's also you often thrown out there like, oh, she gets so emotional. That's
mm-hmm.
it's a negative, you know, disparagingly. But no,
yeah.
it's good that someone's expressing their emotions. Now, of course, there's a proper time and place and the way you do it and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever else. But emotions are something I think that is why we see a little bit of acting out now
mm-hmm.
Because we in this country, our culture, you know, we have not been properly taught how to express emotions and the value of emotions. So when they come up, they're out of bounds because we haven't had the chance to say, okay, and then you have to get it reined in, and so it sometimes bursts forth through, you know, it's being repressed or suppressed so long and whatnot. But, you know, things like these out of bounds and these eclipses, man, you can see it. It's going to start coming out.
Right, right. Well, and think about what just happened on TV. You know, Oprah and Prince Harry just did the Me You Can't See, and they got all these people talking about early childhood stuff and emotional reaction to things. You know, Prince Harry saying, you know, I started fighting with Meghan, and she said, you know, you need to see a therapist. And he went, you know, because he realized his little 12-year-old was yelling. And and they had Lady Gaga talking about being, you know, having a psychotic break after she was raped. We had AOC talking about, you know, the fallout emotionally for her of the Capitol riot. We had the police officer, Michael Fantone, coming on set, you know, showing his body camera and talking about the ongoing stuff after being beaten so badly. We had the Capitol Police writing a letter saying, hey, you know, we defended you for 5 hours so you didn't die. And, you know,
and then you say
you're not investigating this. I mean, it's emotions where we don't normally expect to hear from them or from people. I mean, Glenn Close, you know, talking about being raised in a cult and, you know, it affecting her ability to have relationships in her life. You know, it's stuff coming out because it needs to leave, because we need to understand its impact on us.
And now we have, this is probably the first time in the contemporary era that we've been able to do this, this safe space. You're not typically the one who's experienced something, the victim of something, of any type of crime or misdoing is considered guilty. I mean, is the one who caused it. So now we're saying, no, oh, you went through that? Oh, okay. You know, and you know what's interesting, too? I watched on YouTube that young teacher, math teacher, who was able, in Idaho, was able to get that gun and disarm that young girl who was shooting, shooting people. And hugging her, saying, you know, just talking to her calmly, are you the shooter? I mean, that for me, just watching that, it was just, wow, how to connect with someone, you know they're in distress. That was just something, that was just amazing, you know, so, and we'll need to, it's reminded me to sort of adopt that tone a little bit more when around, because people are going to be, I've noticed the crime and the, a little, you know, I'm not going to say big, not so much big crime, but the small things I see around, you know, neighborhoods or I read in the paper, you can see people just acting out. It's just a flashpoint. They keep it going. They let it just go through. And I think these things, unfortunately, will happen. But for those of us who now we're seeing more of this on TV and more of this on news or radio, on YouTube or whatever, that, yeah, you can get help. Yeah, I had that problem too. Or that particular star or prince says that same thing. So it's, I'm saying it's okay, but it's okay to have these challenges, and and it's even more okay to seek help. You know, you won't be ostracized or, you know. And then, okay, let me speak about out of bounds and UFOs, the whole UFO.
Yeah, they brought out the whole thing that there were UFOs. It was on 60 Minutes.
you can't get any more out of bounds than that. You know,
I forgot about that. totally. I was also thinking about that little girl that the guy tried to kidnap in Florida, and she slimed him. You know, he tried to kick, and she kicked and kicked, and she rubbed slime on him. So when the police pulled him over, they were like, he had slime on his arms. We know he got the guy, you know.
Yes.
And Marissa Hargitay, you know, because she said, where'd you get the idea? She said, SUV. My mother and I watch SUV.
And
Mariska Hargitay wrote back, we're going to add slime to our police kits, you know. It's understanding, it's stuff where the beauty of the Out of Bounds planets is we summon up stuff we didn't know we had, right?
Oh,
so Oprah was comparing
being
raised, you know, poor with an outhouse and no running water. And Prince Harry's, of course, a prince raised in castles with servants and all that. And we have the two of them sitting and talking about childhood trauma that affected them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this universal consciousness, you know, and I think it might be good, Jay. Like, we'll actually get to a place where we're really kind of almost aware. I never thought you would have trauma, you know.
And that's, you know, that's good because I remember watching this movie with I forgot the woman who played in what's that movie about space aliens, and I forgot, but yeah, it was a movie about, like, say, Victorian England, and how as a woman she, you know, got to a certain age and she wanted to have her own, get her own flat, and that was just scandalous. She wound up doing it, but because she turned down a suitor, you know, proper suitor, she says no. She said because her brother, older brother, was going off and he got a certain age, he was allowed to get his own flat, his own apartment. But she said, I want a couple of years before I have to be, you know, someone's mother and, you know, house. And, and she did it, but she was ostracized from her, all her friends and, you know, whatever, because it's like she was doing something that wasn't done, just wasn't done. And
right.
I think with the, you know, this new energy, we're saying, no, let's look at stuff. You know, we are living under old programs that are coming down. Pam Gregory said something. She's an astrologer. She said something like, for us not to energize what is coming down, which is so, that's such a good, I'm paraphrasing. So don't give energy to, or don't keep living, don't keep, resuscitate some of those things. Look at it, but don't keep it alive. Let it, you know, let it have a graceful conclusion, because it's no longer serving, you know. So,
yeah.
And, you know, so seeing this, and I really see how, a couple of things. One, I appreciate so much how women are really coming up in some certain ways to take their rightful seat at the table. But then I'm seeing the extremes. Another extreme out of bounds thing is you have the Texas governor who, you know, did some changes with the abortion law. Now, the same governor and legislature in Texas are trying to put in forth legislation to vote on that they will not teach slavery or racism in schools. The origins of, you know, in other words, it doesn't exist. I guess they're going to eventually put forth that there were no Native Americans here. I can't imagine that that's not coming next. That this country was, you know, was open to them, and they didn't take anything, you know. So I say, so that's an extreme. We don't want to deal with, we don't want to own up to anything. Because no one, you know, accountability and owning up to things is something that we're all doing through our healing and pains. And then the other group, you know, that also known as Texas, that says no, we will not own up to anything, and we'll not, you know. It's to see that, wow, you know. I think I wonder if there's a collective narcissism, you know, that exists, because it's like, no, it's your problem, not mine, and I didn't do anything wrong, syndrome kind of thing. So,
kind of a little stunning, frankly, you know, because one of the, you know, the Juneteenth holiday was because the governor in Texas didn't bother to tell them they'd been set free, and they didn't.
Yes.
That's when they found out. I mean, it's stunning that we're still doing this, you know.
Absolutely.
And the other part of it is, as long as you deny it, it doesn't make it go away. You know, it actually makes it worse.
No.
You know, I mean, I had somebody the other day, you know, they had been having symptoms for 2 years. And they called, very upset about a diagnosis they got. And I'm, like, looking and going, well, it looks like you've been having symptoms for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years. Well, yeah. I'm like, and you didn't go to the doctor. And no. I'm like, all right, well, you know, what eclipses do is bring it to light. So, you know, it's been in there, doing its growing, you know.
Yeah.
Because you ignored it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't go away. it just gets bigger, right? So.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, these things, I think with these issues, these extremes of, especially in the political arena, and, you know, the political and geopolitical arena, I see that we're trying to stuff the, you know, the jack back in the box kind of thing. You know what I mean? So
right.
And not going to happen. And that tide has changed. I'm going to say no. I get it that you want to stay in the past because it was good to you. Oh, it was good to you, or those who were feeling it was good to, but. You can't unring the bell, you know. So,
right. Well, I remember when it was a while ago. You know, I'm a real Spike Lee fan, except when he does bloody movies. I can't really do his bloody movies, but I like him, and met him a couple of times. Really interesting man, and he He said, and it was very controversial. It was a few years back. He goes, well, my kids come home from school, and then I teach them what really happened, and everybody got mad at him. And I remember kind of going, what do you mean you teach them what really happened? And then the interviewer kind of said, well, you know, he goes, no. If you get taught something that's incorrect, you know, you believe it. Well, we see it with, you know, the voter fraud thing. So it's like, yeah, well, if I tell you that didn't happen, you know, I mean, and we've all dated people like that, you know. Well, you know, that didn't really happen. And we call it gaslighting, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, it can happen with the culture. The culture can gaslight.
Or the
president can gaslight you. You know, it's not a big lie. It's gaslighting you. You know, but people got really mad at him, and he's like, "Hey, you know, my experience, you know, you don't tell the truth,
right?"
And you know what that got me doing
all.
Was getting into alternative histories, you know, like the real story behind whatever, you know, and at least reading them or learning them, you know, the Howard Zinn stuff, and then kind of paying attention to, you know, other people's experiences of things. Because I know, in my case, you know, the Dutch people came over with Dutch East India Company, but the Irish side came over. They were indentured servants and, you know, worked 7 years to get free for their passage, you know. So, but it wasn't really talked about, you know. I mean, not even in my family of origin. Not that that's, you know, but it's like a, and one of my grandfathers was on the orphan train. They took the orphans and they sent them to the farms upstate to work for free. You know, they'd get raised and work on the farm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, from New York, they got sent up to upstate farms and work. You know, so there's history. You know the adoptions that were done where they didn't talk about where you came from or what the story was. You know.
Yeah.
For there was a story, and nobody talked about it. And then when you come, when you emerge, you know, this is when you find a lot of secret siblings, you know, with the Mercury.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your origin story is different than you thought it was. No.
And, you know, there's that, and then there, you know, many times during the difficult times for the slaves of African heritage that were here, we had our own communities that were subsequently burned down by groups of, you know, marauding, you know, probably indentured servants. See, they need, and those were hit just now. So there's a family, it's a sister and her two brothers or whatever, and they're like in the hundreds. And they're the last remaining ones from the Oklahoma massacre. And, so they're saying, so this is things that, again, I didn't know about this. You know, so there's so much that we, you know, the history was so you juxtapose that with Texas trying to say, we got to erase it, you know, because it's ugly and we don't want to look at it because it doesn't make some of us, you know, who else look too good. So let's just make it go away. When we can find such richness, yes, there's pain in our past, of course, but there's purpose and, you know, and whatever, once we grow through that and see, well, okay, that was some ugly doings, but we need to first look at it. And, you know, you really can't grow through something until you're aware of something and actually consciously look at it and say, okay, let's do something different. You know, so we're at that time now, and everything seems to be magnified right now. Everything is so, you know, it's all the out of bounds. You know, everything's
so, it's all the out of bounds so much, planets, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's so bigger. Now you have that guy, you know, you have, you know, Gates is having a rough time, and then Bill Gates is having a little rough time. And
who knew Bill Gates was cheating on Melinda all those years, you know, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. I wonder if he's on Jeffrey's videotapes, you know.
That's not, you know, my mother always said, you always
better
be careful.
I bet he probably is,
keep.
You know.
Yeah, be very careful about the company you keep, you know what I mean? You really, really hang with, because, man, they go down and so do you, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
We're still living in interesting times, and I think that was the forecast for 2020. You know, the Chinese astrology, but I think it's extended to 2021. We are still living in some interesting times. So for next week, anything next week is
we have the full moon eclipse. Yeah, we want to go back to November 27th of 2019 and August 27th of last year, 2020. And then mm-hmm. now we have the full moon, and then we have the closing one on February 27th of 2022. So I think it's some health stuff with Trump, because those were when he was – remember when he was running around doing camera dog girl, right? That
yes.
He'd taken that. Well, that's a test you give to stroke victims.
Right.
And it's not a dementia test. It's a stroke victim test.
Oh, Lord.
And I think he had a – you know, remember when he got airlifted to Walter Reed?
Yeah.
You know, my postulate was he had a stroke. And they have
right.
this new cool stroke medicine that my friend Jane got when she had a stroke, which makes all your cells release the clotting compound so that the strokes dissolve, the clots dissolve.
Right.
And
okay.
she got a speech aphasia, and then 20 minutes later she was back to normal.
Mm.
So I think he had a little stroke there. So I think we'll hear more about that, and certainly, you know, we've got the tax things and stuff like that, plus with the Saturn station on his acquittal from the in second impeachment. So we'll see. You know, I think he's in the news, but for all of us, go back and look at those earlier times, you know, what was going on for you then. So that was, you
right.
know, it was after my dad had died and, you know, deciding about the apartment in Florida. And then it was and going down there with – I brought a friend down, and we were thinking about buying his place together. And then
right.
I got sick with COVID, and I woke up from COVID at the end of August, and I went, shit, man, you could die any second. What are you doing? Go live – I mean, you're going to keep working because you like to work, but at least go get a place you like, you know, or figure out better work-life balance. That's probably what
I
figured out. And so now the full moon, this one is my fourth house, 10th house. So this is, for me, it's home and work. You know, it's got that forward motion energy, you know, kind of being out there. And that
Excellent.
Was also when I got into a little kerfluffle on whatchahoozy, Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember. Yeah, you did. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of September. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's it's Mercury. It's Mercury on the south node, Sun on the top. You know, so this week I got that kind of snarky message. So I was thinking snarky thoughts here in my house, and I thought, you know, do I want to say something? You know, like it's a deadly virus. It's not Michael Jordan's sneakers. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, pay attention. Don't, you know, the Jupiter in Pisces is, you know, Pisces was every time this virus spread was Pisces. So Jupiter, the big guy in Pisces, you know, Jupiter's in Pisces until the end of July. So I don't want to think those thoughts, but I'm looking at it going, yeah, this could be a big, you know, a big boom. I mean, hope I'm wrong.
With the variants and stuff, you mean, right?
Yeah, with the variants out of India. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm thinking, you know, I've said this too many times, and people are trying to hear me. I said, we didn't have our full cycles. These things happen in cycles. So you have the incoming.
You're right,
and then you have the, you know what I mean? And then you have the base, then you have the mid-phase, and then you have, you know, so I said, you know, we want to be one and done. I said, I don't think we're one and a half and done, people. You know, so if you want to feel that way, that's fine. You know, it doesn't happen, you know, in universal law. I mean, let's look back at universal spiritual. These things happen in cycles, whether you like them or not. It's like, you know, we're in play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're in play. Mm-hmm.
So I say, okay, you know, we got the first one. I'm glad they're talking about now. They're mentioned again about we'll have the booster shots, and I'm good. I'll be there for my booster because I said, this is the new flu, you know, and this is the variant, the booster. It's like, I mean, they call it a booster. It's the next one because now they'll say, okay, we got these variants, and this is a whole different bag of tricks here, and so come get the shot, you know. But I'm saying, no, I'm just keeping my head down, doing my thing, keeping my mask supply up, because I'm not playing with, you know what I mean, you know, so.
No. Well, it's also, it's contagious. I mean, back in the AIDS epidemic, I played Pinochle once a month on Saturday night with Alice and George and Jeff. Jeff got AIDS. He grew up in a farm upstate. So he got fulminating tuberculosis. I caught tuberculosis playing cards with him once a month, 4 hours, 5 hours a day over 5 hours on a Saturday night. We'd have dinner and we'd play Pinochle.
Yeah.
I caught tuberculosis from him, breathing the air. You know, I did a year of INH. It's, communicable, you know. So, you know, you don't have to, but you know, it's not a virus you want. You know,
No, and you know, we don't want. I said let's spend less time trying to figure out where it came from and how it originated, because we saw that this originated. We had an originator. We already had one back in the, what, 19, you know, the original 1900, not the original, but that flu. So let's, you know, let's put the time where, let's stop doing the witch hunt stuff. And, you know what I mean? Let's see how to take care of those and whatever. But, yeah, no, this is, I haven't forgot what you said about this Jupiter in Pisces and what it could bring. Again, no one wants it, but you still can't. Just because you don't want something doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You know, there's no potential, you know, so.
Right, right.
You know.
Well, you know, sometimes people come, you know, they're getting a, you know, they're getting a divorce or something, and they go, so when's it going to be over? And I go, well, what are we talking here, paperwork? Are we talking when you're done being emotional about it, you know?
Right.
And you can see sometimes, oh, it's going to go on for a good 2-3 years. What?
Yes.
What? And I'm like, well,
yes.
These things take time.
I know you have a NORWAC conference you're speaking at coming up,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, NORWAC conference, yes, next weekend. And on Friday, I'm doing a workshop on the pinball, which is, you don't have to attend the conference. You can get that for free. So it's NORWAC, NORWAC.net. And then I'm speaking at the conference. It's a really nice astrology conference. It's the 37th year, and it's run by my friend Laura Nalbandian out in Seattle. So the time zones are all, you know, it doesn't start at 9, starts at noon, right? You know, because we're on the East Coast.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's a fun one. You know, it speaks to kind of this this shift. And she has always really, really good speakers. So,
I saw that.
But, yeah, I'm doing a workshop, which people can sign up for on Friday afternoon, East Coast time, or 9 in the morning, West Coast time. And then I'm doing the keynote, and I'm doing Midpoint Extravaganza. And then we're having a panel on ethics and astrology. So,
yeah, because I can't make it. Unfortunately, I think I'm in webinars Friday and Saturday of next week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we can't even do the show on Friday, because, you know, sometimes we can do it on Friday. But Friday, I think, you know, I'm not sure yet. But and Saturday may get canceled, but I don't know yet. So I'll have to keep you posted on that. But maybe we still can do the show on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm good either one, because mine starts at noon. So I can do next Friday in the morning. I can also do we have it in for next Friday, because you had already said you couldn't do Friday because you got something on Saturday. But
yeah,
I'm
but
good
now,
with whatever.
Now I may not be able to do Friday either. I'll know as we get closer. I'll know. I actually should know by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, Tuesday. So then I'll let you know, shoot you a quick text and see if we can do it.
Totally cool.
You know. And how are you for Sunday? Sunday, I can't. Sunday's not good. Okay.
Sunday the 30th. I can do Sunday.
Yeah, you could. Okay.
We're all starting to go out in the world again, you know. So we have to get our new ground feet in order. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think, you know, we have enough. We went over. We did cover a lot of ground for the big stuff, I think, you know, coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to add, you know, to help people, because, you know, this is a time when you do feel like you're coming undone. So the breath work is very important right now. I say, you know, even water, because we have to, you know, the emotional body is going to be really so. Not only water on the body, water in the body is important right now. So you can enhance it with some, you know, Rescue Remedy is a Bach flower essence. Always good to have some of that handy, you know. So you can take it in a liquid form, pastel form, spray. Because sometimes I find, you know, you'll feel things will just bubble up and a little dab will do you. And this keeps you sort of like, you know, in your center place, in your center.
Yeah.
You know, and grounded. And we'll get through this, you know. Okay, my dear. Well,
and remember, everybody else is going through it, too. So if they call you and they're a little wild, just kind of go, it's an eclipse. It'll feel better.
It's an eclipse.
Reference what was going on those earlier dates, November of 19, August, end of November. How does that make, and then also, you know, just even going back 19 years to May of 2002, there's a story there because the planets are at the same degree. So
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that does help sometimes you think about, oh, okay. Which,
yeah,
which
and, you know, June of, May of 82,
yes.
May of 83, May of 64.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
May of 64, I was 7.
Yeah, yeah. So if you start thinking about when you were 7, Jay, you know why.
Yes.
You're like, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, I got to access those files. You know, it's like file not found at this point.
Totally. And
oh,
it is,
man.
Gemini, so paperwork, you know, losing check. I mean, I sent a check to somebody, and, you know, it's like 3 weeks it didn't get there, you know, so I sent another check. You know, it's that kind of energy. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
All good.
Yeah, all good. We'll make it through. It's just, you know, be a little bit more up on it, you know, and stuff. So
right. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay.
Right.
Good. And it's so good being on air with you again. Missed you.
Yes,
a
you
lot.
Too. Big
and,
hugs. Big hugs. Yep.
Big hugs to you.
We're springing into spring, you know.
We are. Really feel like we are now. Yeah. I really feel like we are.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
80 degrees, I'm going to be definitely turning, I thought it was, or 90 degrees, I'm going to be definitely turning my air conditioning. 82 is like my tipping point, you know, so.
Your tipping point, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, once we get past the mid, yeah, that's a good point. So, all right.
All right,
I'll
everybody have a great week. We'll maybe be here next week. We may be eclipsing. We leave.
Yes.
And if not, we'll be, you know, you're good. You got this. You know, we're good.
Yeah,
we got the eclipses till the 24th of June. Yeah, it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah. All righty.
Okay.
That's all
big
I
hugs.
Got.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got.
Big hugs to you and everyone listening in. All right. Bye-bye.